Back in September, Pastor Stephen began a message series on tuning into heaven, leading up to time of prayer and fasting. And during that time, I was speaking on a Wednesday night back then, and I spoke on the theme, tuning into heaven, if you remember, in the day of battle. And the two things that stood out in those series of messages was that Pastor Stephen encouraged us, and we're at a new threshold, I believe, in 2022. How many want to start the year believing God as never before? The theme tonight's message is breakthrough beginnings. How many believe tonight in your own heart where you sit that in the next few minutes, God can begin to do some breakthroughs? He can begin to break through in your heart, in your life, in our church, in our families, in our jobs, in our neighborhood, wherever we may be. But the two things that Pastor Stephen shared during that series of tuning into heaven, and the focus I appreciated so much, and even tonight, let's be honest, there's so much noise in the world, isn't there? There's so much static. There's so many things that can distract us so often that he said we need to approach and tune into heaven with a sense of two things, intensity and intention. We need to be intentional about coming before God. I believe we're in a time when the stakes are too high. The Christian life, I hope you realize as I have, is not a playground, it's a battleground. We're not here just to mark time. We're not just here to come to church on Wednesday and Sundays and allow that just to be all that we do. But I believe tonight God wants to help us to learn some practical truths from three individuals we're going to unfold just for a few moments tonight. We're going to see how God brought breakthrough beginnings in the lives of Moses and the people of God. We're going to see how God brought a woman out of a great time of sorrow and difficulty and personal struggle, out of a time when the land was filled with famine. Ruth was brought into a land of blessing at harvest time. Isn't that just like our God? In a time when you might be going through a battle, or you're in a struggle that's so much greater than you are, and you feel at the end of your rope or the end of your endurance, God can bring you to a new place. Let's believe God tonight for breakthrough beginnings. A key verse is found in Isaiah 41:10. I believe this is a verse that you should put maybe on your refrigerator. I plan to carry it on a file card with me day by day as we begin a new year. You allow God to give you a verse for 2022. But this is what I believe God is saying to my own heart and life as we start on this first Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. And it says this, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I marvel, and I shouldn't, that the worship team tonight sang that song, and I just thank them again for that. How many are glad tonight that we're not no longer slaves to fear? Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You may be facing a Red Sea or a Jordan River or a time of personal famine or loss or something is just not what it needs to be. I'm believing God to do some breakthrough beginnings in our lives in a powerful way. 2021 left many people stunned. Many people came through a time when they were beginning to become maybe jaded. Did you notice that? A sense of anger or maybe a low-grade, apathetic, loss-searching feeling. I believe God's calling my own life, and I believe all of us here, for a primitive dependency on the Holy Spirit. Letting go of everything else and saying, God, I need you. I need you in my life. I believe God's calling my own life and each of us. I want to be more spiritually tenacious. You say, Ken, what do you believe? I believe that we need to acknowledge that we can journey in 2022, not in our own strength, not in our own power, not in our own wisdom, but in the power and might of El Shaddai, who says he is the God who is abundant in strength and infinite in wisdom and power. I believe God wants to refresh our spirits tonight. Amen? Remember his faithfulness. One of the biggest things that we can fall into is forgetting how faithful God has been. And we focus on God being so great. I would believe God, if we're going to be spiritually tenacious, and nobody can produce that for someone else, but if we're going to be spiritually tenacious, what that could involve is, wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be something for God to do something in 2022? How many will believe with me? So great that it would leave us speechless. Yeah. You would just stand in awe for a moment. You would say, this is what God has done. This is God's working. This is something that God, only he could have done and is doing and will do in 2022. To break through, lead us in 2022. I believe God would want us to be led in this coming week of prayer. Let's persevere. Let's not give up or yield. Let's be people filled with praise and thanksgiving. Let's be renewed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's know God's provision. He's still Jehovah Jireh in 2022. He's a God who keeps his promises. There's no falling words with God. What he says, he will do. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. How many are glad for 2021? The unseen hand of God. I can thank God. I shared with my class a few times how God protected me. Did he protect you in 2021? Well, there are times when things could have gone in an entirely different direction. Something tragic or difficult could have taken place. But God brought you through. He encouraged us in 2021. He enabled us. He equipped us. How many are glad with me that our God is with us? He's before us. He's the Lord God above all other gods. He's above us. Deuteronomy tells us that he carries us like on eagle's wings, and underneath is his everlasting arms. How many have experienced sometimes God has carried you when you couldn't carry yourself? He's beside us. He's at my right hand. He's around us. He's behind us as a rear guard. But how many know there is an enemy of our soul? And he spoke to you maybe in 2021. He has many tactics, many schemes. Two of his schemes are intimidation. He's a great intimidator. And he's also a great insinuator. Insinuating, you don't want to get maybe too carried away. You know, the danger is not believing God too much. The danger is not believing God enough. I believe God would want all of us to believe him for great things. Maybe even in this service, God can bring a breakthrough in your life. And you could just mark down that this night, nothing that I could say, nothing that we could do for someone else, but when God does it, to God be the glory. God will send the ability of the Holy Spirit to come against the tactic of the enemy. He'll bring doubt. He can bring those who are demotivators when you're believing God for something. There are those who can distract you. Be careful who you hang around with or who speaks into your life. Or very powerfully tonight, I want to tell you, I want to guard my own life as to what's going to rule my spirit in 2022. Is it going to be God's word? Is it going to be the fear of man? Is it going to be a snare that the enemy would set in my heart or my life or my thoughts? He can not only distract us, He can discourage us to throw in the towel, to discount what could take place in our lives. But I'm going to stand on Ephesians 6:10. I've shared it so often. It's so familiar. But finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm not letting those who would speak into my spirit to sidetrack me. For some of you, 2021 was a season of delay. The not yet, the answer didn't come. It seemed like not ever, but God's still working. You know what I found out many, many times? God is still working and moving even when we don't see it happening with our own eyes. What's happening in our lives many times is not all that's going on. Have you found that? God is always moving. God is always working. He has a season of breakthrough. It just might not be according to my watch. What will rule your spirit in 2022? Through times of delay, disappointment. I thought by now it would be different. I thought this would take place. Time of discouragement, maybe overwhelmed with so many things in our lives. But Hebrews 6:19 reminds us that we have hope. Not just hoping to have something to hope for. It's far bigger than that. How many are glad that we have a hope in God? Picture it. It's like an anchor for our soul. Firm and secure, it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. And God provides that stability and that strength in our lives that we need day by day. I like what Abraham Lincoln once said, "I may walk slowly, but I don't walk backward." Let me say it again. I believe in 2022, maybe you need to walk slowly enough to hear God say behind you, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Or the Spirit giving you a check, "Don't go that way. Don't join with that situation. Don't engage with that gossip or that complaining spirit. Don't allow those things to rule your spirit." You may walk slowly and humbly with your God, but let's not go backward. Let's look forward with expectation. How many want to join me and say, "I'm believing God in 2022 to do something so great"? We would say as Habakkuk, "I stand in awe." You would just stand up in awe. Maybe in the middle of the night, or maybe at work, you would just find a quiet place and recognize this is becoming a breakthrough season in some key area of my life. Isaiah 41, "Do not fear," we said. "He is with us. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Always speaks in God's word of power. Let's start 2022 being honest, being real, being humble, to say with me, my own life. We sang a chorus many years ago, "I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you more, more than words can say." Have you ever been at that place in your life? You said, "Lord God, I need you more. I need you more than yesterday. I'm going to need you more Thursday. I'm going to need more of you on Friday. I'm going to need your faithfulness to me on Saturday and come back on Sunday with a fresh expectancy as I can know the greatness and power of God. I need you more. I need you now. Move in my life in a special and powerful way." God promises us day by day that he'll never leave us, never forsake us. J. Packer said, the people who know God. Four things. People who know God have great thoughts of God. They have great energy for God. They have great expectancy in God. And they have great boldness for God. But for these next few moments, because I always want to leave time for God to just apply his word as only he can. Because I believe tonight, in my life, in someone else's life here tonight, he wants to bring a breakthrough beginning. And we would say, to God be the glory. Exodus chapter 13. We find God calling Moses to bring the people of God out of captivity for a long, long time. And they come to a place after Pharaoh went back and forth. But it says in Exodus 13, 17, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country. Exodus 13, 17. Though that was shorter. Interesting. For God said if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. Isn't it interesting? God's way is not always the shortest way, but it's the surest way that's going to bring you and me to a place where you will say, uh-oh, now I'm led. To my mind, why would he lead me to the Red Sea? Why would he lead me to a place where when I turn around, I'm being pursued by the Egyptian army, and there's no way through. There's no way through except if God makes a way. But I have good news. God can make a way where there is no way. He works in ways I cannot see. I know that God will work for me. He will make a way. And that's exactly what he did. At the right time, when they needed him the most, look what takes place. God's Spirit went with them. They had the pillar of fire by day and the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. But we come over to chapter 14, verse 10. Pharaoh approached the Israelites. They looked up and there they were, marching after them. Now you just left many years of captivity. You think, hey, he let us go. You know, the enemy doesn't want to let people go. But how many are glad that our God's a great God of deliverance? And he's going to make a way where there is no way. But the people, they're obviously human like we are, they were terrified, wouldn't you be? They cried out to the Lord. Moses answered the people, verse 13, do not be afraid. You've heard that before. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Let's be real honest for a moment here at this sanctuary. Maybe those watching us online, it's easy for you to say that to somebody else. But sometimes in the darkness of night, the Spirit would say to you, don't be afraid. Stand firm. You will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. There's the breakthrough beginning. Praise God. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Sounds a lot like Jehoshaphat that we tuned into heaven in the day of battle in 2 Chronicles 20. The Lord will fight for you. Tell the Israelites to move on, to step into the water. You know the story. He raises his staff, and it says in verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and I love this, And all that night, sometimes in the morning, sometimes at noontime, but isn't it just like God in a night hour when no one thinks anything could happen? It's at night that God is moving continually and maybe renewing you even as you sleep, as you're trusting him for a new day, as you're believing him for a breakthrough beginning. And as Moses stretched out his hand, God drove the sea back with a strong wind and turned it into dry ground. And the people, Israelites, went through the sea, what was impossible with man, how many are glad, is possible with God. And they went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Then the individual Ruth and Naomi, real quick. Ruth and Naomi were people, two women. Naomi had lost her husband, two of her sons. One of them married Ruth. He also passed away. They were in a place of famine. They were in a place of great want, a time of great sorrow. They were in a foreign land filled with many questions and great need. But they came, it says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 22. In the book of Ruth, verse 22, it says, "So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law." Listen, arriving in Bethlehem, God brought them out of a famine, but what was he doing? A breakthrough beginning was about to take place because they just happened to arrive in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. Not too early, not too late, and you know the story. In Bethlehem, they found that no place is out of place when you're in God's place. No place that God leads you is out of place when it's where God wants you to be, because there just happened to be a relative of Naomi who was related to Abimelech, her husband. His name was Boaz. And Boaz owned a great portion of land, and you know what took place. As she came to the book of to Bethlehem, Boaz told the servants to be kind to her, and as she did, she went out to glean in the field. And he says to her in verse 12 of chapter 2 of Ruth, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done to your mother-in-law, Naomi. May he richly be rewarded by the Lord God of Israel." I love this statement. "Under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Where are you going to take refuge in a time of great need in 2022? I encourage you, under his wings. Find him to be all that you need when you're facing maybe a time of great loss, a time of great burden. They came at harvest time. They knew that he was Jehovah Jireh. He could trust God to move forward from the famine to a harvest beginning, to meeting Boaz, who would take care of you. And here's a place of such blessing. Keep in mind, they came out of a famine. In verse 15 of chapter 2, it says, "And she got up to glean. Boaz gave orders to his men, 'Even if she gathers among the sheaves, don't embarrass her. Rather, pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up.'" Breakthrough beginning for Ruth and Naomi. Isn't it just like God in a time of great need to drop handfuls on purpose, to bless Ruth and Naomi in such a powerful
and dynamic way. And lastly, I go back to one of my favorite Old Testament characters, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says this. We've heard this so often. It's so familiar, but for someone here tonight that stands, I believe, on the threshold of a breakthrough beginning, God says to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I believe in 2022, wherever we go, whatever we face, yes, the Lord will be with us to bring breakthrough beginnings that we can't even imagine him doing. Amen. They came in chapter 3 of Joshua to the Jordan River. Just like the Red Sea, this was at flood stage. And Joshua and the Israelites, chapter 3, said they set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, you see, sometimes you have to wait. I'm not a big fan of waiting. Anybody have a hard time waiting for things? 3 days they waited before crossing over. But after the 3 days, they gave orders to the people. Joshua 3, verse 2. When you see the ark, which represented the presence of God, the Lord of our God, and the priest, who the Levites, carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. And here's the key. We stand on the threshold of a new year. Who knows what this year will bring? Just like Joshua, a breakthrough beginning is about to take place, and it says this. I love this. Verse 4, then you will know which way to go, since you've never been this way before. That sounds like Thursday to me, doesn't it? You have plans, you have intentions. But how many know God can bring you through and from things into something new and different? Verse 6 says, concentrate, set yourselves apart. And here's the key verse. For the Lord, for tomorrow, maybe Thursday, maybe your breakthrough beginning is going to be tomorrow. For tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among you. Let's take his promise. Isaiah 41:10, in closing, tells us this great truth once again. Third time we've referred to it, but I believe it's worth noting. It's worth acknowledging afresh and anew. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Isn't it great you're able to say that? I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Lauren Daigle, in a beautiful song, reminds us when she says, "Hold on to me." When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not someone I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light the night has stolen, when I'm slamming the doors that you have opened, hold on to me. I love this part. For some of you, God brought you through a dark night in 2021, but he broke through. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lauren Daigle goes on to sing, "Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I'm sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of pretending, hold on to me. Can we stand? I invite you, Bethany, here in the sanctuary, to find a place of prayer where you are. There's time allotted here at the altar. This could be a place of breakthrough beginnings. You want to come down and pray here at the altar. Others will pray with you. Step out even now as Shana prays. Let's believe that the God promises he'll be with us. He'll uphold us. He'll strengthen us. He'll bring breakthrough beginnings as he did for Moses at the Red Sea, for Joshua at the Jordan River. He can bring Ruth out of famine into a land of harvest, into finding Boaz, and a relationship and a marriage with Boaz would produce Obed, and Obed would beget Jesse, and Jesse would beget David, and it would be the messianic line at which the Messiah would come out of. Breakthrough beginnings, as Shana would play. The altar is open. Let's seek the Lord while he may be found. Let's believe that 2022 would be a season of breakthrough beginnings in any area. It might be physical, it might be financial, it might be relational. You know what that breakthrough needs to be. The altars are open. There'll be no dismissal beyond that. But I encourage you where you are. Don't leave without saying, I'm open. For tomorrow, maybe God could do something so great, or tonight in my life, that could leave me speechless until I could break forth with praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.